Good morning. It's May 17th, 7:26 a.m. What a busy day yesterday. I made like 3 trips to the post office to take books and all kinds of other stuff to the post office to ship yesterday. That took really most of the day, but it was a huge thing. The other part that it was a very big thing was that I got the audio. I'm caught up with Abby for the moment. I'm not done with it yet, but I've got Abby's caught up, and I've got the hardware issues. Some of you know that I use a preamplifier, a tube-based preamplifier, to power the microphone and to drive the recorder. And it gives me a little bit of amplification, but mostly what it gives me is texture. When I turned it on yesterday, I got a hum, a bad hum, that sort of makes me think that the tube is gone. And so that was a bit scary because I don't have another one that does phantom power. But I remembered that my Zoom H4 does provide phantom power, and so it took me half an hour to figure out where the menu option was and to get it turned on, and I did some recording with it and sent it off to Abby to hear, and she says it doesn't sound any different. So some good quality audio, one less piece of gear, one less chance for noise. I think it actually sounds a little clearer. I don't have as much control over the level, which might be a good thing. And it means I'm recording somewhat lower, which is not necessarily problematic because it means that background noises don't get picked up as much. Below a certain threshold, I don't see them at all. I really need to think about investing in something like a gate or a limiter that screens out sound below a certain level, so that things like cars going by on the street, people talking off axis behind the microphone, that kind of low level sound doesn't get picked up. I probably need to talk to Dan Sawyer about that and see about what I need in order to make that happen. I don't want to get too far down this wormhole, but I do have to have good quality audio. And the audio that came out yesterday, spot on. I'm a happy guy. So, let's see what else. I'm trying to think, there was something, I'm sure there was something else that happened yesterday besides the normal kids runs, grocery runs. Oh, I know what it was. I heard from Ryden, and sometime in the night or the early morning hours of the 16th, 3,000 units of double share have been sold. So, that's in 2 weeks. 3,000 units, which is pretty good when you consider the average mid-list sells less than 5,000. And I sold 3,000 in 2 weeks. So thank you all of you out there. I'm sure everybody listening to the podcast has already bought one. Thank you. And it's really interesting to watch. Now, we flirted with 200 there for a while. I was falling down around 350 last time I looked. It's okay. You know, that's a good number. If I could get all the books to sell between 300 and 500 all the time, I'd be laughing. I'm laughing anyway. Who am I kidding? What I need to do is take this momentum, I finished the day feeling jubilant because I had managed to accomplish so much. And a lot of it was stuff that has been hanging for a long time. And I realized, I think it was Tony who left a comment about, I really need to address the GFL story because it's probably going to take longer than I think, and it's a contract obligation that I really need to get over to Scott. I'll be seeing Scott next weekend at Balticon, I think, so I'll have a chance to chat with him and A about the story Bible stuff. I'm trying to find the email where A sent it to me, and so far I haven't turned it up. It was a long time ago, and I'm concerned that the email settings may have inadvertently purged it. So I'm going to try to find that again today. Also have to get a haircut. Got to get my beard trimmed. I need to contact J.R. Blackwell about getting some photos taken. I've got like 18 panels over the 4 days. I think I mentioned that I did get a room, and it's at the Con Hotel. In spite of the fact that it said that the deadline was May 25th or something like that, I just went through the link, took the link, and they had rooms available. There was no question about it at the Con rate. So I'm a happy guy there. That'll make things a little bit easier. What will make things a little more difficult is that we found out last night that the MTA has stopped light rail service while they repair Hunt Valley. So I was going to take the train this time, but it looks like I can't. Yeah. So I have to try to remember who it was. What shuttle service it was that took me out there the last time. Or it's late enough in the day, maybe I can get somebody to pick me up. That would be cool. I wonder if I'll have to make some phone calls and see if that's possible on a Thursday night. Because I don't land until like 6 p.m. And it's after work hours for most people, but I don't know how far people are from the Baltimore airport, so. I've had people offer in the past, and I may take them up on it this time. Usually I arrive mid-afternoon trying to maximize my Baltimore time. But this trip I got kind of hung up on timing and tickets. And I really need to do is book next year, like this week. So I don't wait until the last minute to do it again. So yeah, today, with any luck at all, I should have the house to myself again. It's garbage day, so I can't do a lot of recording this morning. The trash trucks will be making the rounds. And that's kind of tedious. I also have some irrigation going on, so I can't do it while the lawn sprinklers are running. That's Thursday morning, but that'll still stop by late morning. I might really get a little bit of recording in this afternoon. In the meantime, I have to get back to edits. Robin's working on some of the accounting that she needs to do, but she's going to be done with that soon and looking for captain's share. Some of the people have asked if I know about books for Balticon, and I have no idea. Robin hasn't said anything. I don't think Marshall's going to have a table this year, although he might. So it could be interesting to see how this all shakes loose. I don't think I have a reading this year either. I haven't got my schedule yet, so I don't really know. I don't know what I'd read. May I read, I'll have to put this on my phone or something. I'll read the Divine Inspiration story. I debuted it at Balticon several years ago. The second section of it I read to Tuakakon for about 20 people at Fiji Holyfield's event. But only a few people have seen part three, and I haven't published it yet, even though I've, that's the other thing I should probably do, because it could be out there earning money. I hate to push something out right on the tail of double share, though, so. You could come up with a snappy slogan for, or three. Speaking of which, the bumper stickers for the Deep Dark that were going around on Twitter yesterday had me giggling all day long. I didn't get a chance to throw in a couple of my own, but there were some really funny ones there. I was quite amused. Oh, lovely day. It's not too warm yet. It is warmish. It's going to be a warm day, I think. I'm wearing a sweater and a windbreaker, so I'm working up a bit of a sweat. I'm trying to think, what should I focus on today? Probably recording. If I could finish Abby's, that would be one project off the table. I don't know how much more of Abby's book I've got to do. I just finished through chapter 14, but I don't know how many chapters are in it. And there'll be retakes, but the retakes are usually pretty painless. She likes what I do with the work, so generally I don't have a lot. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we'll see how that works out. Gotta get the edits done for Captain Shear. I gotta write something fresh. I gotta write something new here pretty damn soon, because I'm gonna burst. I mean, I itch because I gotta write something. It's ridiculous. The GFL stuff would be a good thing to dig into, because it should be 40,000 words. It should be a week. I should have that thing done. It may take me longer than that to do the research, because Greedock the Splithead, we don't really know how he got his name, but I'm guessing that the obvious choice of having his own head split is probably not the right one. And that, in fact, he comes by it from splitting other people's heads. Could be that he has kind of two minds. And part of him is actually an artist or something, and the other part is a gangster. So that could be interesting. But I gotta find out what his racial features and type is. In some detail, so that I don't do what I did to J.R. Blackwell's Blaster stories. Oh, that's something else I can read. 7,000 words, that would be an awful long read. It wouldn't fit in a half hour, but if I had an hour, it might go. I could probably redo Divine Inspiration. I hate to read Double Share, just because it's the expected thing to do. I want to do something different, something special. I wonder what I've got. The Hidalgo was such a treat last year, to be able to read it and to have it be so amazingly well received. Thinking about it gives me shivers. That was such a good read. That was such fun. And it was packed. I just couldn't believe how many people showed up for a reading. 9:30 at night. Even with Evo Terra drunk in the back of the room and heckling. That was just wonderful. Ah, so I've made the turn north. I'm on the last leg. Walking past the end of the park. Nobody in the park today. It's going to be a muggy day. The sun came up red. I don't know if that means we're going to have storms later today or not. There's a lot of moisture in the air. But again, for here, 10% is a lot of water in the air. It's one thing about going to Baltimore. It's like, I don't have to drink any water when I go to Baltimore. It just absorbs in my pores. That's ridiculous. That's okay. I'm going to go to BaltzCon. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to meet up with all of my friends. Many of my friends. I won't say all of them because some of you who listen to this podcast won't be there. And I count you among my friends. I wonder if I'm important enough for Paul Fisher to interview again this year. He interviewed me once before, but I don't think I'd ever made it into the BaltzCon podcast. Okay. Oh, narration workshop. For those of you who are listening and are interested in narration per se as a field, I will be participating with Tony C. Smith and the gang over at Starship Sofa, including Kate Baker and a couple other people that I have completely spaced out their names. In June, on the Saturday morning, my time, Saturday afternoon, England time, British summer time, apparently. So, Tony asked me to pimp it a bit. Let people know that it's out there, that it's coming, that it's going to be available, and I forget how much it costs, like $50. So, I made it. I'm at the back gate. Oh, my smugglers are on. And tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.